Hello and welcome to Plotress.
This is Meg.
This is Lane.
And today we're talking about The Lady He Lost by Faye Delacour.
This was just published in 2024 and is the first book in the Lucky Ladies of London series.
And full disclosure, we did receive a complimentary advanced reader copy of this book.
And this is a debut, so we have no housekeeping to talk about previous books we've read or previous series or any of those sorts of things.
I will say that the cover of this book was chef's kiss. Absolutely gorgeous. I know Lane has not seen it. She's going to look it up right now. If you guys are wondering, like, check out our Instagram. I'll put the cover on there. It's beautiful, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that just great?
Yeah, it is.
Really great cover. So, I mean, to be honest, like, I don't usually judge a book by its cover. And I mean, I'm not going to judge it by its cover today, but I do think that whoever designed this one
fantastic job.
Fabulous job.
I like all the different textures.
Yeah. I really like it. And I love the cards. Like, I love everything about it. It's on theme, and it's a historical romance. It's that like clinch cover. It's great.
I want to know what the interior panel looks like.
I don't think they have one anymore. Isn't that sad? They don't have step backs anymore.
Well, whoever made that decision should be fired.
All of them. Publishing industry, listen to us.
Fire them.
Fire them all. All right. Should we read the book jacket?
Yeah.
Her only interest is in making her own way in the world. Luckily, he can help.
Lieutenant Eli Williams was supposed to be dead. In the 2 years since his shipwreck, his friends and family mourned him, his brother spent his savings, and his fiancée married someone else. So when he turns up in the middle of London social season, he quickly becomes the talk of the town. All Eli wants is to set his life back in order and reconnect with Jane Bishop, a friend who has always meant so much more to him, before returning to sea.
Jane refuses to waste any more of her life pining over Eli, who chose her cousin instead of her. She needs to focus on gaining her financial independence by establishing a ladies' gambling club. Never mind that Eli keeps trying to atone for his past mistake by bringing in new members. He's obviously keeping secrets about his disappearance, which means that she can't trust him with her heart even if she did kiss him in a moment of weakness. Or three.
As Eli works to regain her trust, Jane's defensive walls begin to crumble. But when Eli faces a court of inquiry on suspicion of desertion,
Jane must decide if she can let go of the past to build a future with Eli, or risk losing him for good. I liked it. I feel like the third paragraph gives a lot away, but
it gives a little bit away, and I kind of find the sentence structures to be a little bit hard to follow, but like conceptually it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fine. I don't know. That is what the book is about. Like, there's nothing in here that's inaccurate, actually.
And I don't think there's also anything important that's not being mentioned, which I think is also important.
Agreed.
So as usual, we generated a random number between 1 and 50 and then used that number as our word count to write our own summaries. And this episode, that number is 11. I'll go first. When you're engaged to someone you don't like, a shipwreck isn't the worst.
I love it. I love it. I really like it, actually, like a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Here's mine. Eli's not dead, but is interested in Jane. What are the odds?
I love that. I love the gambling plug there. That is very clever.
Thank you. That was like the only thing I had. And I'm like, what am I going to do to start this off?
To just get this little tagline in.
Yes, exactly. Tropes lame.
Okay, because it's referenced in the jacket, she wants to found a ladies' gambling hell.
Yeah.
Gambling hell ownership as this, like, respectable but on the edge profession is very overdone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to hate on Faye Delacour here because, like, clearly it's overdone because she's not the first one to do it.
Yeah.
But I do find I have an innovative new idea. gambling to be a little bit hilarious.
This is the engaged to the wrong family member trope, right?
Except that by the time the book has actually started, that engagement is not in place. So there's no like angst throughout this book about how they're going to break the cousin's heart.
That's true. I will say, though, that the engaged to the wrong cousin trope does form the basis of the conflict.
I agree with that. I just think it does imply that that engagement is current.
Yes.
And that ending it and hurting the cousin's feelings is a part of the plot. And the cousin has been happily married for many years and has a newborn son.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah.
This is, it's almost Second Chance, except they never acted on their feelings for each other the first time around. So it's a lot of like misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because they both were really in love with the other, but didn't think they either of them had a chance. And so they both were like pining and making dumb decisions.
Yep.
And like enlisting in the military.
Yes. Okay, trope. Is it a trope? He was kidnapped by pirates.
It should be.
I feel like it is a trope. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of being kidnapped by pirates in romances. However, it's usually a romance between the female main character who gets kidnapped by the pirate. And then he's the main character, the male main character.
I think when there is a back from the dead because lost at sea or military campaign, whatever, pirates are often involved.
Yes, also.
Or smuggling operations or like a pirate by another name, you know?
Yeah, so other trope, back from the dead.
Yeah.
And he is a virgin hero.
He is.
Which did lead to, in my opinion, one of the funniest lines in this entire book.
It was good. It was a good, it was an excellent deployment of virgin hero.
Yes, it was good. Like, it actually, I was surprised, so I wasn't expecting it. And then the way he reflects on it made me laugh. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay. This book, in my opinion, has a plot that runs on romance reasons, right?
Yes.
So Jane is really angry at Eli for a few reasons. First of all, he was engaged to her cousin. Second of all, he's back from the dead, but didn't tell her. So she was like upset that she didn't, that he didn't like write her a letter earlier.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny. But even though she's like, in our opinion, legitimately angry with him about these things, she also is like, well, he's really hot and he has a boner for me. So I should probably take advantage of that.
Yeah, she does run a little bit insecure.
Yeah.
Especially where he's concerned. And so I do think some of that is driven by, like, this happens a lot. Heroine is insecure and faced with physical evidence of the hero's attraction to her. A lot of her qualms go out the window because she's like, I didn't think anyone could actually think I was hot. In this case, it's I didn't think he specifically could think I was hot, but his boner doesn't lie.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I guess that's the trope, and I call it the hips don't lie trope.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And she is like they get caught in the rain, and they have to like huddle together under like a shelter, and she's like, does he have a boner?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what she thought in her head, but it was amazing. It was so, basically that.
I think this book had a ton of promise.
Yes.
I think Faye Delacour is a good writer. I really enjoyed some of the banter, and I thought this book was really sexy.
Yep.
But I had two main issues with the book. First, when they were both 18, Jane and Eli became close, and Eli helped her train up her brother, because Jane's a sad, tragic orphan. She's had to be responsible for her little brother, basically, since the tragic death of her parents via typhus. And so Eli and Jane got really close. They spent all summer talking. They shared their deepest, darkest secrets, and one of Jane's deep, dark secrets is that she was being bullied by the cousin she lived with most of the time. And it's been made clear to Jane that the cousin is like a slightly prettier, slightly more sociable, just like slightly better version of her whole life. And one night, Eli drinks a couple glasses of champagne and then goes and kisses the cousin. They get caught and are forced to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been one thing if he'd, like, gone out with a random girl at the party and this had happened, or if it had come out that, like, he and the cousin had never kissed at all, that it was all just a setup by the cousin.
Or if she had thrown herself at him and, like, kissed him, and then the, like, he was in the middle of, like, disengaging.
That's what I mean, like, yeah. Whereas, like, he was like, I never would have done that, I knew it would be a betrayal, she told me to meet her outside to, like, talk about you. Like, if he'd truly been tricked, or if this girl had been, like, a random nobody, unimportant in their lives, or if, like, it was the cousin, but he'd never met the cousin before, like, he didn't know that this was, but, like, the fact that he actually went out to make out with her tormentor is, like, something that's
in her head
a lot. And he's like, I can't believe you're still judging me for this mistake at 18. But I'm like, I kind of get it, man.
Like, I can see what Faye Delacroix was going for. Like, I think she was going for this guy who's inexperienced. He's very young. Someone shows an interest in him for the first time in his life.
And the girl he's into has never shown any interest, and he's kind of heartbroken.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, what the hell? I'll give her a kiss. But, I mean, you're right that... So, like, I actually could respect that, because I feel like in many other books, like, the author wouldn't even go there, right? No,
that I think is totally fine.
Yeah, but yeah, the fact that it's her cousin, who is, like, pretty awful throughout the book.
Yes.
And obviously to Jane before the book's events, right?
Right.
Is the real issue.
He did not do nearly enough groveling, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's not the what he did, it's the who he did it with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he ever actually owns that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think he does. I think my biggest issue with the book was that the author almost introduced this theme of, like, maybe I need to be careful about the commitments that I make. Right. Because he's like, I committed to marrying, what's the cousin's name? Cordelia?
Cecily.
I committed to marrying Cecily. I couldn't back out, even though I knew it would make my life a living hell. Right.
Right.
And then he's also like, oh, I don't actually want to be in the Navy because they're engaging in this conflict that I don't agree with. But right. I made a commitment to both of them. And I'm like, he could have learned, like, from the commitment with Cecily, right? That maybe the more honorable choice is breaking a commitment that's not right for you. Well, and I think, too, I think Faye Delacroix was trying to have her cake and eat it, too, with this character, because we have these, I think in recent years, we've had romance novels and romance authors really trying to get away from, like, the other woman who's a super bitch, and she's like, she's the worst, she's a mean girl, she's being mean, blah, blah, blah. And we got that character. We got that mean girl character here.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say at the end, I won't say she gets redeemed, but she gets fleshed out. And I feel like you need to just pick one or the other. And I didn't believe the ending. The ending was something that Elaine and I both had a couple of issues with.
Yeah. The ending of this book almost felt like it was an ending to a different book. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole ending with her brother and her uncle's gay love affair, like, the whole end of the book felt, like, very tacked on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. In a way that, even the conversation she had with Cecily, I was just like, this ending is way too pat for what this book was.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel bad because I ultimately, because the ending is obviously the last thing you're left with,
yeah,
I think I'm feeling a little bit more, like, meh about it. I had a lot of fun reading this.
Yeah.
For all that, like, I like that she's a character who is trying to take destiny in her own hands. And I did think this was really sexy. And I thought Jane was justified in her anger. But I also kind of get the, like, the person you were in love with is, like, suddenly alive.
Yeah.
And like how complicated that would be. Like, I think this book did a lot of things really well. It just kind of missed the mark in the wrapping things up.
Yep. I mean, I think we're on the same page with this book. Absolutely. And again, like we said, Faye Delacour has a ton of potential. I will 100% be picking up her next book. Like,
yeah,
this was a lot of fun. And I saw enough there that it makes me like really want to read another by her.
I agree. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to talk about with like the court, the military court martial stuff? I think that's probably relevant. I mean,
yeah. We can talk about the court martial a little bit. This, I'm not considering it a spoiler since it is in the book jacket. So thank you, Faye Delacour. I'm assuming you're the one who wrote it. So thank you for giving me, I'm saluting you right now, military style. You have given me the free reign to talk about it. Yeah, carte blanche to talk about this military inquiry. There's a military inquiry, and the book is really setting up, it, as Lane mentioned, this tendency on Eli's part to really valorize a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've made a commitment and I can't break it.
Right.
So he was engaged to marry Cecily, and instead of breaking the engagement, he enlisted in the military so that he could get away from, like, literally put distance between him and the woman he's going to marry.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that if they did get married, he would just have stayed in the Navy and, like, been far away from her all the time.
Yes.
And then he is missing, presumed dead. He shows back up and he's got to decide what he wants to do. Like, is he still in the military? Like, what's the deal with that? So he's trying to figure out what's going on. And there are
the reason he might be court-martialed for desertion, just to be clear, is that there are some questions about the story he's telling.
Exactly. There's some discrepancies in the info.
He's been gone for 2 years and a lot of that time cannot be accounted for because he was with pirates, but there is enough suspicion that the military wants to understand more why he was gone for so long.
Yep, exactly. And he's also thinking, well, I don't actually want to be in the Navy because right now the main conflict is in China. And he's one of our wonderful progressive romance heroes who's like, that's not a cool conflict. I don't want to be a part of that.
Right. But
he's not like, oh, I should quit because I made a commitment. So I need to keep going. I need to keep doing it. Right. And there's a little bit of a deus ex machina that gets him out of it at the end. That I'm not going to give away because it's not in the book jacket, right? So there's a court martial and some, not a court martial, court inquiry. And something happens and he gets out of the military. But I think this actually goes to your point too, Lane, about how he didn't grovel enough. I don't think he was a very active character. Like, he didn't make a lot of decisions and then carry through.
Ooh. I didn't think about that way, but you're totally right. That is the big issue.
Yeah. So, you know, he's not a terrible hero, but there's not a moment in the text where he's like, this is the thing I want to do and this is how I'm going to do it.
Except for when he's like, hey, we in fact can have the whole house alone if we sneak out of this ball. That is the only time he shows initiative.
Yeah. But yet again, she's the one who makes the decision to actually move forward with it. He's like, hey, we could do this thing if you want to, you know.
Yeah, like, but it's his idea happen. And he's like explicitly
it's true.
What he wants. I feel like that at any other time, I feel like he never even says what he wants.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there you go. At least he's a consistent character, which is probably why we did find the writing so good.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest here. All right. Any content warnings, Lane? I honestly can't really think of any.
I, for the most part, agree. I don't think anything here truly rose to the level of content warning. However, just a couple of things in passing. Like, he was imprisoned. by yes. pirates and like held in confinement. That is not a lie. It's certainly not graphic or super textual. His parents have a very unhappy marriage. They're bickering, defined his childhood. Again, it's just not that present on the page. And you do see some bullying of young debutantes, specifically his little sister. Again, she gets made fun of for having a pink dress and called a flamingo. It is certainly not like, even to the level I've seen bullying portrayed in romance novels. So I don't think anything here truly rises to the level of needing a content warning.
That's exactly the thing. Like, he was kidnapped and imprisoned by pirates, but they were seem like the nicest pirates in the world.
Yeah.
So like, that's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that happens. So.
Like the nicest pirates in the world who kept him in iron manacles. It was weird. It's fine.
It was weird. It was very odd. It was odd. You're not wrong. Okay. Shall we talk about how horny and sexy this book was, Lane?
Yeah, because that was the high point.
It was also for me. I already talked about the little, like, oh no, we got caught in the rain. But then the place where they take shelter is only an archway. They don't actually go into a building. So I kind of loved the, like, play on the, you know, it's raining, so we need to take shelter trope.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, wet t-shirt. She, like, gets drenched. And he can just see straight through her dress.
Yep.
And then they just dry hump. They just hump. And it is hot.
It's very hot, and this book uses sex as a way to get around the fact that they're not actually communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that can be annoying, and sometimes it can actually work, and here I found it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of liked that for all that she was still mad. Like, you're right, it's romance reasons, but guy of her young fantasies is back in the flesh, soaking wet and hard for her. Like, go for it.
Like, did I also love the fact that afterwards he was like, well, we made out. We, like, almost made each other come from, like, humping each other. She must have forgiven me. And when she didn't, he's like, oh, no, wait a minute. What? I have to talk to her?
Yes.
It was, like, kind of amazing.
It was. And they just keep kissing a lot. Yep. And so finally he's like, let's escalate this, my dear. And then we have a whole non-penetrative sex sequence, which, again, we stan. This is when you find out he is, in fact, a virgin, because he is really amazed that when he fingers her, he feels inside of her, essentially. It was hilarious.
Well, I also really loved in this scene, I'm going to be honest, like, I loved, she's also a virgin. I loved that he was like, whoa, like, that was cool. Like, you were, like, pulsing around me. She's like, yeah, that's what happens. Like, have you never made one come before? Like,
they are both really fascinated with the other's anatomy in a way. Yeah. I'm not saying I need it in every romance novel, but I find it refreshing as compared to, I've only ever seen marble dicks. Like, at least this was new.
Yeah. Well, I what I liked about it, too, was that she obviously, she was a virgin, but she obviously had, like, knew what sex was and, like, knew what an orgasm felt like. So she wasn't like, what is this new feeling that you've given me, you know?
Right.
Really liked that.
And then they resolve their differences enough to decide they are going to end up together, but not all the conflicts are done. And then they have penetrative sex, and that was the only sex scene I found disappointing.
Yeah, well, I mean, fair, right?
There wasn't a lot of foreplay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was very sexy in that they were very, very hot for each other.
This is simmering chemistry in book form, which I'm always here for. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. So... it was a highlight, as Lane said, his high point, excuse me, as Lane said.
It's an apex.
The apex.
The acme. Hey, what other four-letter crossword clue answers can we use here?
I don't know. I'm thinking of not four letters, but...
Well, six letters. Summit. I don't know.
But yeah, just I was going to say, the peak. Summit.
Peak. And I think that means I'm too tired to keep recording. So thank you guys so much for listening. We enjoyed this. It's a very promising debut.
Yes. I agree.